This is a download from the BBC. Hi there, I'm Ore from the BBC World News for Schools. It's Thursday the 30th of June. Coming up, thousands of teachers strike in the UK. Jellyfish makes power plant close, and six-time champ Roger Federer is out of Wimbledon. First up, the UK is having one of its biggest strikes in years. People who work for the government, such as teachers, civil servants and some airport staff, are angry at plans to change their pensions. That's the money they live on when they retire. 750,000 of these workers are thought to be taking part in today's one-day strike. It means thousands of schools are closed or only part open because the teachers just aren't there. The country's Deputy Prime Minister, Nick Clegg, thinks the strikes don't help and says workers should carry on talking with the government to sort things out.
I don't think the strikes help members of the trade unions. I don't think it helps the public. I don't think they help the country at large. I think what everybody wants is for us to stick with it, carry on talking and sort this out.
Next to Greece, where there have also been strikes. The government has voted yes to funding cuts to public services despite lots of protests and strikes by the Greek people. Politicians say the cuts are needed to solve the country's big money problems, but people living there don't like the plans and think it'll make their lives harder.
Hello, you know.
Greek people are fighting because poverty is something tough, and only someone living it knows how difficult it is.
A Scottish nuclear power station has had its reactors shut down because of jellyfish. Huge numbers of creatures were found in the seawater that's used to cool parts of the power station. Officials said the jellyfish were clogging up the filters, but there's no danger to the public. To tennis now, and Roger Federer has been knocked out of Wimbledon. He was beaten by Frenchman Joe Wilfried Tsonga. Federer was winning the match at the start, but Tsonga managed to fight back and take the victory. He'll now go on to play Novak Djokovic in the semi-finals. Despite losing, Federer is staying positive.
Even though I took a tough loss today, I don't feel discouraged in any way, and I think that's key right now, to not let anything get to me, and I'll work harder than ever the way I usually do, and hopefully to come back extremely strong for Davis Cup first of all, and then for the American Summer again.
Federer has won Wimbledon six times, but for today's question, we want to know how many tennis Grand Slam singles titles has he won altogether. Yesterday we asked who was the first human in space, and the answer is Russian cosmonaut Yuri Gagarin. And finally, Prince William and his new wife, Kate Middleton, are heading to Canada today on their first official overseas visit. Thousands of people are expected to line the streets to greet them during their two-week trip. But the visit won't be all work for the couple, as this journalist explains.
There's a lot of fun involved. They'll be cooking a supper with some students for the Prime Minister of Quebec. They'll be helping to steer dragon boats, apparently.
Okay, that's all from the World News for Schools team. We're back tomorrow.